ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Testimony from former Vice President Mike Pence will allow the jury to acquit former President Trump in the criminal fraud case related to January 6th, says Trump lawyer John Laura.
You may think that somebody is acting inappropriately under constitutional principles, but Mr. Pence, who's a lawyer, never said to Mr. Trump, I think what you're doing is criminal, and that's very important.
A congressman who is on the House Judiciary Committee, January 6th committee, California Democrat Pete Aguilar.
It's clear that Vice President Pence took notes and has a pretty good memory of what the president told him.
The Trump legal team has until tomorrow to respond to the Washington judge in the election interference case. Special Counsel Jack Smith wants a protective order against Mr. Trump disclosing evidence or intimidating witnesses. ABC News has confirmed the U.S. sent four U.S. Navy warships to the Alaska area, Aleutian Islands, after 11 Russian and Chinese ships came close to American waters. This is ABC News. Where rock stars would be envious of how this 86-year-old is greeted by 800,000 young people. Pope Francis at World Youth Day in Lisbon, Portugal. 800,000 young Catholics cheering him. Festivals called Catholic Woodstock. The Pope seeming to be rejuvenated and ad-libbing a lot, says ABC's Inez de la Quintera, who was on hand.
Going off script and really trying to connect with young people. In one powerful moment, urging young people to yell back at him that the church is a place for everyone. Pope Francis has really tried to do a lot to bring young people back to the Catholic Church amid questions regarding the church's waning relevance.
This is also happening as an independent commission in Portugal is reporting at least 5,000 boys and girls were abused by members of the Roman Catholic Church. Breaking a record for female movie directors by Patty Jenkins for Wonder Woman, Barbie's just 3 weeks in theaters and going past the $1 billion mark in global ticket sales, directed by Greta Gerwig. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned, or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ink Radio, we are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh.
Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass, or was it like...
Straight wrung out of my tidy white, actually, that I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Ink Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Ink Radio. We are local music.
Roll it in and ready for round. Inc. Heavy. We are local music. That is a double dip of Carbellion to kick off Max Inc. Heavy for this Saturday night. Top Alcohol. Bar Fight before that. That's from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice. They're going to be playing at Cadott at Rockfest coming up on July 13th. That's a pretty cool lineup. And there's a handful of local bands playing at Rockfest this year, so that's pretty cool. And Carbellion's also hitting the road. They got a show down in Nashville, Tennessee with Black Belt Theater, Love the Locals, and Outshined. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. 2 hours of original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin, and bands coming to the area. Happy to have you along with us. I had last week off. I went camping. It was a good time. Glad to be back in the air chair for Max Inc. Heavy. We got a lot of good music coming up this half hour from Queen of Dreams. We'll do some Thunder Goat. That's some new music there. And you're going to flash back with some Crack Hammer, Essential Last Crack, coming up at 11 o'clock tonight. You know, Madwood Power Fest 6 is happening August 18th and 19th at the Sylvie here in Madison. The lineup is just sick this year. You got to check it out right now at madwithpowerfest.com. Lords of the Trident, of course, is playing. They're from Madison. Ty from Lords is, or should I say Fang from Lords, is the creator and the organizer of Madwood Power Fest. Let's do some of their brand new music right now. Lords of the Trident, Power of Evil. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
heavy. We are local music. Thunder Goat there from their album of Western Galactic Space Odyssey, The Beginning. It was just released a couple months ago here. Killer Bong, dude. Thunder Goat, I met them at Maybash. Great guys. I love their music. Very good. We'll have to get some more songs from Thunder Goat in the rotation for you. They're playing a show Friday, June 23rd with Court of Beast and Plant. That's at the, where's this at? I don't know where. Oh, it's at Rockstar Saloon. There it is, over in Milwaukee, I think, eastern part. I'll update you on that in a couple minutes. Queen of Dreams before that with the Dragons to Still Fly. They're playing Farmstock. Now, that's in Kewaunee, Wisconsin, happening July 14th through the 16th. It's 2 days of loud music and love, so they say. Extra love, if you want it. 30 bands, 2 stages. And they've got some headliners coming in, too. A lot of local bands, but they have a... Oh, yeah. Adam Scotty, from formerly of Saving Abel. He's headlining. And also Frontal Assault and Headstone, and a bunch of other bands. Just go to Facebook, search Farmstock. Farmstock in Kewaunee, Wisconsin. That looks really fun. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Max Inc. Heavy is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, visit igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, the Aaron Weber Group, that's First Weber's number one realtor group. Go to movetomadison.com for more information. And by the Ethical Trade Company, Goods for a Better World. Visit them on Madison's east side or online at ethicaltradeco.com. All right, we've got the Essential Last Crack coming up here shortly. I've also got some Casket Robbery in the list here. We'll do some Else and Fall to Rise. Right now it's Crack Hammer from 2012. Seems like a lifetime ago, but metal was pretty good in 2012. Here's Crack Hammer and Spit It Out. I'm Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Thank you.
crack hammer and spit it out on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. All right, so the Thunder Goat show, I was correct. It was Milwaukee, the rock star saloon for Thunder Goat, Court of Beast Plant, Friday, June 23rd in Milwaukee. How about that? You know, Casket Robbery, they have a bunch of shows coming up. None of them in Wisconsin, though. They're on this little mini tour. They're playing some shows in Michigan. Looks like Harrisburg, maybe Ohio somewhere. They're playing in Chicago, too, at the Cobra Lounge. The Cobra Lounge in Chicago. That's Sunday, August 13th. We're going to hear some Casket Robbery right after the break on Max Inc. Heavy.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock On Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country, whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rocking Wisconsin.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon on the patio. Friday, June 30th at 5 p.m., come rock out with Iron Plum. With special guest, Lo-Fi Killers. Join us for this free, all-ages show, the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync Heavy, we are local music from 2019 through what we knew. That is Else and their song Cemetery Dance. Fall to Rise before that with The Fall and Casket Robbery started that set off. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You know, we're broadcasting all over the state, of course, originating here on WMDX Mad Radio in Madison, 92.7 FM, or also on 101.1 The Shaw in Waukesaw. Also, Wisconsin Rapids, we're up in Wausau on Bull Falls Radio, Oshkosh on Air Support, WISS, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Titletown, WGBW, the Talk of Green Bay, Richland Center, also Amory's out there. We have some new affiliates joining the network, though. Welcome, Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, The Eagle, WLCX in La Crosse. Greetings to you all. And also over in Racine on AM radio on WRJN in Racine, Wisconsin. Happy to have the eastern part of the state with us. And Hayward, Wisconsin, up in the North Woods, WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Welcome to all of you. If you have a local metal band that you love and you want to get them, you want to hear them on the radio, we'd love to hear what you have. Send us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com. These guys are playing the Max Inc. matinee concert series with Iron Plow at the High Noon on June 30th. It's Lo-Fi Killers, Until She's Gone. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
I listening to local music from Wisconsin.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000